ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How are we doing? الحمد لله. بارك الله فيكم. Awesome. Thank you very much for coming out. الحمد لله. Is the audio okay? الحمد لله. That's awesome. Let us start our class today. Let me share my screen with everybody. All right. Okay. We're gonna recap. Excuse me. Begin by a recap of what we had learned before, and we will recap this by writing out the members of the family two, in one line. Okay, this is a good activity for us to get comfortable with our family two. And you know, slowly but surely develop proficiency in it. Okay, so I'm gonna start us off. You know, we have, if the root letters are R1 is seen, R2 is lam, and R3 is meme, then what we get is in the past tense, sallama. Present tense is you sal limu. And the command tense is sallim. Sallim. Alright. So if I was to do this for Ain, Lam, and Meem, what would I get? What's the past tense? Ain, Lam, Meem. What's the past tense for that, folks? That would be, very good, that would be Allama. Very nice. Allama. Is everybody with me? You can hear me, right? Not many people are participating. I'm sad. All right. Let's try it. Allama. The present tense. Very good. Yu'allimu. Must command. Allim. Very good. Allim. Awesome. MashaAllah. Let's try for ba, da, dal, and lam. Okay. Past tense. Baddala. Excellent. Present tense. Yubaddilu. MashaAllah. And then the command is Baddil. Baddil. Awesome. Very, very nice. Jazakumullahu khairan. Okay. Taking this line, baddala yubaddilu, let's take this and fill in the blanks with the appropriate fi'l from root, ba, dal, and la. Okay? So, I'm going to give you a minute to look at this. وَإِذَا تُطْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ قال الذين لا يرجون لقاء نأتي بقرآن غير هذا أو dash who. When our clear revelations are recited to them, those who do not expect to meet us say, bring us a different Quran, meaning like this is Quran, that's something that we don't like what you're reciting, أو make changes in it. Make changes in it. Meaning, either you bring a different message or change this message the way the message is right now, if we don't like it. So which one is this going to be? MashaAllah, majority of you are saying, some of you are saying yubaddilu, but you notice make some changes in it. Do you notice how that sounds like what? Sounds awful like. Like a command, isn't it? So I'm just trying to find a screenshot here for everybody. Right. So this is an important little it's a command actually. It is a command. Baddilhu. Okay, or make changes to it. Now, here is an interesting thing that you may have noticed, that the pronoun for command is, or the actor for the command is you, right? The actor for the command is you. So that doesn't appear so clearly in the translation. Bring us a different Quran or make changes in it. However, if you look, you know, the excuse me, the people are saying this, it's like they're saying, you bring us a different Quran, or you make some changes in it. You see, that's in the background. Now, it's not written because we don't speak in English like that, okay? And that's why sometimes it's more difficult, especially in the beginning phases, for us to spot the actor in command. From the translation, maybe that's why some of you were confused, but in reality, the actor, you, is there, okay? And that's what makes the fi'l for us, the fact that the actor is there along with the action and of course the tense, the time that is taking place in. All right, so that is baddilhu. All right, let's try this one. Fadash alladhina zalamu قولا غير الذي قيل لهم فأنزلنا على الذين ظلموا رجزا من السماء بما كانوا يفسقون. But the wrongdoers changed the words to something other than what they had been told. So we sent upon the transgressors a punishment from heaven because they were disobedient. What is this? Is it past tense, present, command? Which one are we using here? We are using past, which would be, as some of you are correctly writing, the Arabic for it would be baddala. Very good. Very nice. We will type this here. Baddala. Excellent. All right. فَبَدَّلَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Okay. Now notice something here. This is changed, right? So this is good. The wrongdoers changed the words. Okay? In the translation, who is the actor from the translation? Who is the actor from the translation? Let's see. MashaAllah. All of you have that right. It is, in fact, the wrongdoers. This seems like the actor. This seems like the actor. Right here. Alladhina zalamu. So this is something that will come up later on in our study. Not right now. But later on in our study, we will see a situation where our actor is not he or she, or I, or we, or they. It won't be that. It won't be a pronoun. It will be an actual, you know, group of people or a person. Okay, that is what's gonna come soon in our study. But keep in mind that this is like, we're not going to like talk about how and why right now. But just notice that this is the case. Alladhina Zalamu is actually the actor in this particular instance. Okay? Now, let us go to the next guy. فَمَنْ بَدَّلَهُ بَعْدَ مَا سَمِعَهُ فَإِنَّمَا إِثْمُهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ dash wow noon who إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Anyone who alters it once he has heard it shall be accountable for his crime. Surely Allah is all hearing and all knowing. What do you folks think? We have a couple of answers. Which tense? Past, present, or command? Very good. It is actually the present. You baddilulahu. It's good. See, like, the thing is, it's important to try it. Okay. You do notice there is another baddala, right? You notice that? Okay. عَلَى الَّذِينَ يُبَدِّلُونَهُ. Okay, now here is something interesting for us to consider. Okay, something interesting for us to consider is, if I can just find where my notes are. That what we are seeing, an observation about these families, okay, our family members. Okay, we're gonna make a couple of observations that we are, I think, noticing currently, and it's worth our while to point this out. Okay, observation number one is that the R3 tashkil can change. R3 tashkil can change in both the past and the present tense. Okay? This is something important for us to keep in mind. The R3 tashkil. In the past tense, the default tashkil on R3 is a fatha. In the present tense, the default tashkil on R3 is a dhamma. Let's actually add the third as well. The both the in the past, present, and command tense. Okay, let's add this all here. Okay, in the past tense, the default tashkil on R3 is fatha. And in command tense, the default tashkil on R3 is a sukoon. Okay? Let us observe this. I think we have seen some examples of this. Okay? So, right here is an example where the tashkil is yubaddilunahu. It's a dhamma, this is good. Okay? That is not a problem for us. But if I was to go to the Quran corpus and pull out some examples, I think that might be much better. I was just testing the speed of my internet here, which is disappointingly low. But what can you do? Right there. Oh, I should have gone to the Quran dictionary. Right there. Okay. I'm looking for baddala. I'll start with ba, then I'll find dal, and then I'll find lam. Click go, and there. So this is the one, the ayah that we just looked at. بَدَّلَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا قَوْلًا غَيْرَ الَّذِي قِيلَ لَهُمْ. You got all that, all of you got that right. Okay? Look at this ayah. Look at this ayah. I'll put this under the note of present tense. Okay? Look. سَلْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ كَمْ آتَيْنَاهُمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ بَيِّنَةٍ وَمَنْ يُبَدِّلْ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ. What tashkeel is on R3 of yubaddil? What tashkeel is on R3 of وَمَنْ يُبَدِّلْ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ? The tashkeel here is sukoon, right? It is a sukoon. Excellent. Well done, well spotted. Okay. Let's look at another example. This is something we've seen before, but it's worth our while to point it out. Okay? Look at this. وَقَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ ذَرُونِي أَقْتُلْ مُوسَى وَلْيَدَعُوا رَبَّهُ. Pharaoh said, let me kill Moses and let him call upon his Lord. إِنِّي أَخَافُ أَن يُبَدِّلَ دِينَكُمْ. I fear that he will change your religion. يُبَدِّلَ. You notice what's on R3? R3 has a fatha. Okay? Important for us to note this down. R3 has a fatha. Okay? Let us go back to the ayah here. Let's look at وَإِذَا شِئْنَا بَدَّلْنَا أَمْثَالَهُمْ تَبْدِيلًا. And when we will change their, or we can change their likenesses with complete alteration. شِئْنَا بَدَّلْنَا. You notice بَدَّلْنَا. Right, baddalna. What is on the R3 of baddalna? This is past tense. Okay, R3 has a sukoon, right? R3 has a sukoon. We'll put this example in our notes. The R3 past tense, the default is a fatha, but here you have an example of a sukoon. Okay. Here is another example. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ بَدَّلُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ. بَدَّلُوا. What is on R3? What's on R3? I'm adding this as well in the past tense as well, folks. Okay, in the past tense we're adding these observations as well. It is a dhamma. It is a dhamma over here. Sukoon. This is a fatha. Alright, so these are things for us to notice. Now, the question is, why is this changing? The answer is, they're changing with the changing actor. It changes with the changing actor. Baddalu, the actor is plural. They. It's a little difficult in the translation to see. But in say, baddalna, baddalna, this one for example, baddalna, the actor is we. So this is what happens when the actor changes from he to we, from this to that. Okay? This is in that case. For command tense, the example is not in the Quran for baddala, but trust me, there is some examples that we will come to when we get to the different pronouns of the fair. Alright, but for us, this is an observation right now that the default is a fatha on R3 in the past tense. The default is a dhamma on R3 in present tense, but it can change and we have to be we have to know what's happening. Okay, we have to at least spot it. Also, something important for us to point out in the present tense. In the present tense, what we can have is the following thing. We can, after R3, we can have other letters added to the fi'l. For example, yubaddiluna. Yubaddiluna. You notice that? You have a ya, ba, dal, lam. And then you had a una at the end of it. Okay? This again is done. This is done as we will learn soon. It is for changing of the actor. Okay? The actor becomes from he to they, right? So that is when that happens. When the actor changes from he to they, that is when the letters are added on the fi'l after R3. Okay? Also, another observation. In the present tense, before R1, what do we have? By default, we have ayya, right? Ayya with a dhamma, correct? This letter can change, but the tashkil, but the dhamma does not. Okay, for example, as you saw in this ayah not too long ago, على أن نبدل أمثالكم. Okay, right here, you see the noon in nubaddila, that noon has changed. على أن نبدل, so we can say nubaddilu, for example. This is again when the actor changes. This is, as we will learn, when the actor changes. You know, but when that happens, when we learn this, there is going to be a lot of crying. All right. So yubaddiluna, we're looking in the present tense at a few things. Observation number this is our observation number two in total, but when it comes to the present tense specifically, here is our observation. After R3, what's R3, sister Saud? Or sorry, brother Saud. Brother Saud, what's our R3? Over here. R3 is not dal. R3 is lam. R1 is ba. R2 is dal. R3 is lam. Okay? After R3, you can have other letters added. For example, waw and noon. Okay? That is one observation. You can also have the letter before R1. What's R1? R1 is ba. Before R1, usually you have yubaddilu, but here it is changed to nubaddilu. Okay? So this is something that can also take place. All right? As the actor changes, this went from he to we. This is we. Okay? As these things happen, and as we learn them, inshallah, you will be comfortable with it, inshallah ta'ala. Don't you worry. But right now, this is just observations. We're just looking and seeing and noticing. I don't expect you to know why right now. Okay, if you know why, mashallah, good for you. But we don't know that just yet. We haven't learned it just yet. Okay, now let's do something a bit more interesting, something a bit more fun, shall we? Shall we? Yay. No memorizes observations just yet. You will know them very well soon, inshallah. Don't you worry. Okay, we are going to do a quick true and false. All right? Ready? Okay. True or false? All words in Arabic have root letters. All words have root letters? I got you with the first one. Wow. Now people are changing their answer to false. Correct, Brother Farhan. It is not true. It is false. Because our harf, remember harf? Let's open the textbook. Harf do not have root letters. Also, some ism will not have root letters, but that's okay. Most do. So this actually is false. I was just trying to see if you're awake. All right. The fi'l has to have root letters. True or false? The correct answer is true. The fi'l has to. All fi'l have root letters. All right. In the past tense of family two, R3 can never change its tashkil. The answer, if you peeked what I just did, was false. But even if you didn't, I will give you the benefit of the doubt. This is what we're just learning right now. Just a few minutes ago, we're noticing that even in the past tense, it changes, and it changes because of either the changing, or there's some grammar rule that is in place that we don't know just yet. Okay, it does what the actor wants. I like that, Brother Farhan. It's a well good way of putting it. All right, very good. You already look at that, badala, but in reality, R3 can change. The tashkil on it can change. The tashkil in the present tense of family 2 or R3 can never change. The answer to that, I think unanimously amongst us, is false. Excellent. Ahsantum. Well done. Okay. The letter in the beginning of the present tense of family 2 always has to be ya. For example, yubaddilu. Did someone say Trump? True? What? Salim, what is that? False indeed. As you've seen examples, the letter can change. Okay? The letter can change. Alright. The tashkil on the ya of yubaddilu can change from Dhamma to anything else. That is also false. It is always a Dhamma. Even if the letter changes, Nubaddilu, Ubaddilu, Tubaddilu, Yubaddilu, the Dhamma remains on the Tashkeel. Okay? One way to identify an ism is to look for Al at the beginning of the word. True or false? Sorry, Brother Musa, I don't... I don't get it. What happened? The correct answer is true. Alright. Every ism must have an Al or Tanween on them. Every ism does not. The answer is false, actually. We said two ways. Right? I said every, right? I said two non-exhaustive ways for an ism to be identified is Al or Tanween. That's not all. There's other ways you can do it. And it doesn't have to have Al. For example, the name of Allah, right? Does not have an Al that's added, that's extra. Okay? So that's why it doesn't take, it doesn't have Al. So this is false. Okay? These are two ways of doing it, but this is not all. Okay, that was a little quick recap going into, okay? Going into this, okay? So now we spoke about R3 changing, okay? That is a theme we're observing. R3 is changing. That is one of our takeaways, all right? That is the observations we make before over here, right? R3 can change, all right? You can add to this list other things, such as the Masdar. Alright? Here is the Masdar that we have from our family. If I was to just scroll down to the family list. Here is the family list. Here is the Masdar, At-Tasleem. Yes? At-Tasleem. Now, here is our formula or our pattern for making the Masdar. You add an Al. Anyone see the black rectangle on top of the right screen? Okay, hold on. Okay, is it gone now? Only, there's no screen share right now, yes? Okay, let me try again. Okay, is it there now? Alhamdulillah. Okay, if that happens, please let me know right away because I actually don't know what my screen looks like on your end. Okay? I only know what it looks like on my end. Horizontal. Okay. I'll try to keep it this way. Okay, Brother Musa? Alright. Here we are. I have Al. I don't have to have an Al. But I have an Al. Particularly because the Al is our way of identifying an ism. When you see an Al, we know it's ism. Okay? Easy for us. So we're adding an Al. But you don't have to have an Al, as we'll see. Okay? Then there's a Ta with a Fatha. Okay? Then I have R1. What's on R1? R1 has a Sukun. Excellent. Then I have R2 with a Kasra. R2 with a Kasra. Alright. Then I have a Ya with a Sukun. I have a Ya with a Sukun. And then I have my R3. Alright. This is an interesting pattern. What do you notice about this pattern of the masdar? What are some observations that you have? Why start on R3? R3? What do you think, folks? Why is there a star on R3? Anybody want to take a guess? It can change. R3 can be Dhamma, Fatha, Kasra, Tanween. Okay? It can change. It can change. Okay, great. Other observations. Other observations, folks. At-Taslim. What else do you notice? Do you notice anything? Lots of added letters. Precisely how many? Two additional letters. If you exclude the Al in the beginning, right? What are those two additional letters? Ta and Ya. Great. I noticed somebody said it. Let me find it. In this. Always has Ya Sukoon before the last letter, correct? That is our letter right here. Ya with the sukoon. Before the last letter. Excellent. Someone said something about shaddas. Does it always start with a ta? Yes. Always starts with a ta. Starts with a ta again after alif and lam. Okay. Very good. No shadda on R2. Thank you. No shadda on R2. All right. Awesome. Ta with a fatha. Correct. This is, I can say, this ta with a fatha. Perfect. That is awesome. That's good. That's actually all the observations we need to make, right? This is an important one. R2 does not have a shadda, unlike every other member of this family. Okay? Let's practice a little bit our ability to make these. This one, right? So I'm going to go fetch my other root letters here. Should maybe clean up all these things, eh? Mashallah. This refuses. This window. Yes. Alright. Here I am. And here she is. Okay.
Baba, thank you. Baba, I just want to tell you something.
Yes.
Tomorrow, can I do 5 family kids on your phone and go with you on the bus shift tomorrow?
Yes.
And play 5 family kids there?
Yes.
Yay!
Okay. No more caterpillars. She made a... I don't know about the rest of the world, but here in Canada this weekend is Thanksgiving. So in the spirit of Thanksgiving, she made a turkey. I don't think this is the other way. This is the turkey.
Mama, I stick on the ice with
yeah. Yes. Oh boy. Alright. Now. Here is my first root letter. Ba. Root letter 2. R2 is the... And R3 is Lam. Okay? What is my masdar? Let me actually split the view so you can have the template in front of you. Alright? There is the view that's split. And here we are. Oops. Holy moly. All the way down here. Alright. Here we go. Ready? What do I get? And an al. Okay, I add al to this. Then ta with the fatha, ba with the sukoon, That's R1, right? Dal, that's my R2 with a kasra. Ya with a sukoon. And then lam. Ayat. At-tabdeel. Now, interesting thing. I will put a sukoon here. Why am I putting a sukoon here? Ba is R1, Sister Maria. R1 is ba. This is R1. This is R2. And this is R3. Just like this. R1. Oh, sorry. R1. R2. R3. Correct? We have new root letters that we're using here. The ta, the shadda on the ta is because of shamsiya and qamariya. Shams letter. Very good. At tabdil, right? Just like we had, if you remember, shamsiya and qamariya, we had wat-teeni. Remember that? Wat-teeni. We had athuluthani. We had adhakaru. So that is why we're adding the shadda. We're not adding the shadda for any other reason over here. It's just pronunciation. Okay? Alright, next one. Oh, by the way, what is the meaning? Meaning would be from you change, it'll be change or changing. Change or changing. That's the meaning. Alright, awesome. Let's try the next one. What do I have, folks? Are you putting a sukoon or R3 for now? We're just leaving R3 blank. We're not putting any tashkeel on it. Okay? At-taqdeem. At-taqdeem. What is the meaning, folks? Correct, actually, Brother Farhan. Qadam is from the same root because you use your feet to move forward. Forward tending. How about sending forward? Generally, for the master, you add ing. Generally, okay? Ing. Alright, let's try the next one. Noon, R1. R2 is za and R3 is la. How come ya is R3? R3 is not ya. Before R3 is ya, Brother Saud. Very good. At then that's R2. That's R1. R2 right here. Then I add a ya, that's not part of the root. It's not part of the root. Additional non-root letters. And then I add my R3, which is la. If I want to maybe highlight this even more, I'll do this. I'll make these root letters red. And let me try this one more time. Okay? I will do it. Okay? Microsoft does not allow me. I'm sorry. Microsoft, I tried to be fancy, but it doesn't allow me to. I will use color coding, inshallah, in a bit for you. Okay. At-tanzil. Okay, here is my R1 right here. Okay, here is my R2 right here. Noon and Zaf. And here is my final root letter. Does that make it a little clear? Alhamdulillah. At-tanzil. All right, very good. At Tanzil, if I was to change this to red, so my screenshot comes out good. Perfect. All right, next one. Sorry, what's the meaning now? The meaning would be? Sending down. At Tanzil. That's the name of the Quran, by the way, isn't it? Tanzil. That's the name of the site that we use, tanzil.net. Yep. Why don't we add the sukoon in the ya? If I don't add the sukoon in the ya, that means the sukoon is there. Good question, Brother Saud. Or good observation. Additional root letters can also come between root letters. Yeah. They don't have to. I'm actually going to post this over here in this. Additional root letters can come between root letters. Observation. Thank you for making that. Jazakallah khairan. Alright. Next one. Ayn. Tha and ba. It's for others as well. In other things coming soon, inshallah. Al. Ta'dhib. Ta'dhib. Yes, you have a, when you have a ya, any vowels with the sukoon, right? Any vowels. Waw with the sukoon, alif with the sukoon, ya with the sukoon. We don't write it always. It's implied. Okay? Especially when it is extending the sound. This the, how many units is this? Is it one unit or two? Two, right? Whenever you have the vowels waw, alif, ya that do this, extend the sound to two, that is when you don't have to write it. Okay, that was one of the things that we discussed in the tutorial. Okay, that's the writing spelling rule. All right, ain la mim. You might know this word. Oh, by the way, the meaning. Sorry. Of a ta'zeeb would be what? From torment would be? Great. Tormenting. Great. Then, last one. What do I have here? I have At-ta'aleem, masha'Allah. Which is what you guys are doing right now. Teaching each other, masha'Allah. Seriously, that's what we do. When we are discussing and we teach each other, alhamdulillah, benefits that comes out when discussing, and these are beautiful, good things, inshallah. Teaching. Alhamdulillah. That's awesome. MashaAllah, really, really well done. Let me close this and let me remove the split and go back. Okay, how do you feel about this? So far, so good? Let's go look at our letters again. Ba, dal, and lam. Alright? Sibadalam. Where, what does this dictionary call the mustar? Can you see what it calls the mustar? Not form 5, no. It calls it something else. Hint, it comes 7 times. MashaAllah. Is it Sister Tajnina? Is that right? Correct. It calls the Masdar Tabdeel. What does it call it? Oh, okay. MashaAllah. Brother Raid, right? Okay. Excellent. Ahsant. Jazakallah khair. Ahlan wa sahlan. Form 2 verbal noun. Tabdeel. That is the Masdar. That is the Masdar. Alright, let's go look at the Masdar. Where are we? Right there. Look at this ayah. لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ. Do you notice it? Right there. تَبْدِيل. Is that okay? You saw that, folks? Amazing, right? Next up, let's look at another example. So no al in the front, correct? Do we have to have al in the front? Do we have to? Not needed, right? But we have it for our purposes, but you don't need it. Okay? All right. Let's look at another example. This is a very beautiful ayah. This deserves to be opened up on Quran.com, not the bad, this version of Quran.com. 33:23. Okay? It's a very beautiful ayah. I want you to spot when you hear it. Okay? Ready? Ready?
من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه.
When you hear it, say, like, type yes or type, you know, like, type something, type one, okay? Because there's a lot of yeses. Type one, okay?
فمنهم من قضى نحبه.
Very nice. A lot of you are typing the one right now. That comes. Let's try this one more time. Let's try it in another ayah. Ready?
استكبارا في الأرض ومكر السيء ولا يحيق المكر السيء إلا بأهله فهل ينظرون إلا سنة الأولين فلن تجد لسنة الله تبديلا ولن تجد لسنة الله تحويلا.
Awesome. MashaAllah. All of you. Right there. You caught it. Very nice. Alright, let's do one more. Okay. This, by the way, is the one of the most important things to do. one of the most important types of assessment, because the whole point of us, for us here, is to actually understand the Quran. And a lot of the time, you're going to be hearing the Quran being recited. So you need to be able to spot these patterns. All right, ready? One more time. MashaAllah. Let's try again. I'm sure you got it. There we go. Awesome, mashallah. This is great. Everybody is spotting it really, really well. Here it is.
Tabdila.
Tabdila. Here it is again.
Tabdilan.
Tabdilan. This time without al, but this time with two fathas. Okay? In this one there's two. No, there's only one.
Tabdilan.
End of the sentence is also one, yes. Okay, good question, Tabish.
Tahwila.
Can you tell me what are the root letters for that? Tahwila.
Tahwila.
Let's do this activity. Ha, waw, and lam. Fantastic. Ha, waw, and lam. Tahwila. Beautiful. But that is for ha, waw, and lam. This is the one that we were looking for. Ba, dal, and lam. Yeah? Amazing. MashaAllah. Really well done. Let's look at another one. Or this one that we looked at, sorry.
Tabdila.
Someone noticed something else here that I wanted to speak about, which was, you notice that the fi'l is there, and then after that the masdar is there. Do you notice that? Which one is the fi'l? See this? This right here is the fi'l. Baddalu. Now, this is not baddala. This is not baddala. But it's baddalu. And remember, we said R3 now is something that will change from time to time. And here it's changing because the actor has changed. The actor has changed. They. Not he. But this is in fact the fi'l. Ba. Dal. Lam. That's your R1. That's your R2. And that's your R3. Now you have tabdilan. Same exact root letters. Ba, dal, lam. R1, R2, R3. But this is the past tense fi'l. This is the masdar. Look at what the trend. They have not changed in the least. They have not changed in the least. Why? Now, looking at the translation, just from the translation, what do you think the purpose in this ayah of using the masdar is? What do you think? Mashallah, Sister Umm Maryam says emphasis. Very good. To emphasize, excellent. Very good. It is indeed to emphasize. It's actually to emphasize and really, really stress the point. وَمَا بَدَّلُوا. They have not changed. If you say وَمَا بَدَّلُوا, that means they have not changed. You say وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا, that means they have not changed in the least. That's how the emphasis comes. The master, this is not like part of the lesson right now. We'll learn this way later, okay? But the master, one of the functions of the master, why is the master used? When you have the fi'l, why would you use the master? Okay? One of the purposes of it, as we will see, is to emphasize. Not changed would be ma baddalu. Ma baddalu tabdeelan means not changed at all in the least. This is one of the functions of it, inshallah. It's a side point, but I wanted to show you how it's used in the Quran. And, one of the reasons why. And if again, this is not clear right now, don't worry. We will get to it at a later time, inshallah ta'ala. Okay? Let's look at one more masdar, which would be for our different family, or sorry, different collection of root letters. I'll add this in the note, inshallah. Okay. The examples that we had seen, I'll add these examples in the examples we are seeing here. And here we can also say the master is used for emphasis, right? Not in the least, right? Not at all. All right, fantastic. Three times verbal noun taslim is used. That right there is for us our master, right? Okay. This ayah you might know. Yeah, inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi. Indeed, Allah confers blessing upon the Prophet, and His angels ask him to do so. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, sallu alayhi, O you who believe. Ask Allah to confer blessing upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa sallimu taslima. Notice that. And ask Allah to grant him peace. Let's look up the translation. That's a better translation than that. What is this? Ayah 33:56. 33:56. Alright. Look at this. And salute him with worthy greetings of peace. Invoke Allah's blessings upon him and salute him with worthy greetings of peace. As you notice here, tasliman.
Tasliman.
Right there is our mustard. And you notice again, both of these are coming back to back. This, by the way, can you guess which family member this is? Sorry, can you guess which family member that is? Salimu. Present tense has a fatha on R2, doesn't it? Sorry, a past tense has a fatha on R2. You correctly saw the present tense has a kasra. However, the present tense also has a ya in the beginning. Or some other letter. This has no ya or ta. This is command. You're right. And this command, instead of you, it is you all. It's the plural of you. That's why the tashkil R3 changed. That's why the tashkil of R3 changed. We'll actually add this to our notes here, where we were talking about where the tashkil for R3 changes. Okay, here command tense, it changes from sukoon to a dhamma. You notice that? Salimu. Right there. So this is actually Allah's command to us to send salutations upon the Prophet. Salimu command. Tasliman, greeting that's worthy of greetings of peace that are worthy of sending to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sallimu taslima, emphasizing it, clarifying it, sallimu taslima. That's what the masdar is supposed to do. Isn't it nice? Again, once we learn all of these and start to put them in sentences, that's when the magic happens. Halal magic, not the haram one. Alright. Very, very awesome. Alhamdulillah, I'm really glad that we got some chance to see this. Shouldn't the masdar translation have an ing? Not always. Usually it has ing, but not always. That's just a general rule, a hard and fast rule. Okay? I do need to make the call. Alright, let's go to the next one. Let's go to our next friend. Alright? What is our next one? The next one is the actor. Okay? The actor, Al-Musallim. Look at this. Al-Musallim. Right? Al-Musallim. Okay, I have Al. Again, does not have to be in the beginning of the actor. I have a meme with a Dhamma. I have what? A meme with a Dhamma. Very good. Then I have what? Tell me, folks. Help me out here. Now you can tell me. No, but tell me in root letter terms. Thank you. R1 with a fatha. Then what do I have? R2 with the shadda kasra. R2 with the shadda and kasra. Excellent. And then you have R3 really could be anything right now, but we are not concerned. Again, depending on its place in the sentence, R3 can be fatha, dhamma, kasra, tanween, meaning two fathas. We will learn this inshallah, don't you worry. You will know when, why it takes this, why it takes that. But right now we're just learning the words. Okay, we gotta understand what these words are before we start to put them in sentences so we can understand what is going on, right? Okay, excellent. Walhamdulillah. This is great. Now I'll tell you a shortcut. You want a shortcut or no? Shortcut's good? Okay, let's take a shortcut. A shortcut? No, he's like, no. That's Salim, man. You're like, I should ask like the wrong question just to get that. Alhamdulillah. The shortcut is actually not just for the sake of. So it's actually to identify and to connect it to its fair. Okay? Connect it to a family member. The shortcut is as follows. Okay? How do I make for seen lam meme present tense? How do I make for R1 seen, R2 lam, R3 meme? What's the present tense for it? Somebody tell me. Oh, thank you, Sister Halima. You salimu, correct? Yes or no? Great. Now, let me write this again. You salimu. Okay? I will change the ya to a meme. Does it follow the pattern? Meme with the dhamma? Check. R with the fatha? Check. R2 shadda kasra? Check. R3 with whatever, it's okay. Let's take, you know, we can take this off if we want to. We can add the al on if you want to, right? And there's your pattern. That's the shortcut. You change the ya to a meme. Okay? Change the ya in present to meme and it becomes the actor. Okay, change the ya in present tense, becomes actor. Ah. To meme and it becomes the actor. Amazing. Okay, let us try some examples of this, shall we? Let us auto-fit the window. Yay. Let me copy this down. Mm-hmm. All right, here we are. Ready, folks? I have ba... Let me do the split. Here, all right, ready? I'll add the al, add the meme with the dhamma. Ba is my first root letter, dal is the second root letter, so I have mubad. Din. Al-mubad-dil. What do you think this meaning is? Changer. Right? Changer or... let's say the one changing. How about that? Is that okay? The one changing. Okay. Before we proceed, look at one thing here. If I go back to ba dal lam, do you see mubaddil somewhere? How does the Quran dictionary label the actor? What does it call it? Hint: it comes three times. Excellent. Active participle. Call the actor. Let us go to the active participle. Right there. Right there. Wala mubaddila.
Mubaddila.
Li kalimatillah. No one can alter God's promises. There's no one who, no alterer of God's words or God's promises, Allah's promises. Isn't that interesting? Pretty good, right? Alright, let's look at the next one. Qaf dal meme. What does that make for us? Al. Al muqaddim. Al muqaddim. Al muqaddir is the what? The one, the one sending forward, right? Make sense? All right, next one. Noon, za, and lam. The one who's sending forward, perfect. Al mu المنزل المنزل. Interesting, no? Very good. The one sending down. Hmm? Al-Munazzil. If you ask this, I don't think there's a Munazzil in the Quran. Al-Munazzil is... Okay, that's... Ah, never mind. Sorry. Wrong family. Wrong family. We'll do it when we get to family four. Okay? There's a dua I wanted to share with you, but we'll do that later. Okay? Next one. Ain, the, and ba. Al. Mu. Ad. Tib. Al. Mu'adhib. Hmm? The one tormenting, right? The one tormenting. Excellent. And lastly over here, what do we have? Al Al what? Al Mu'allim. Al Mu'allim. This would be the what? The one teaching Amy. Oh, the you can say the teacher this time, right? The teacher. Hmm? The one teaching teacher. Same thing, right? We can even change this to the tormentor if you want. The tormentor. Sounds like the Terminator, but that's alright. Okay? MashaAllah. That's awesome. We've seen some examples of how this shows up. Hmm? Let us finally go towards our last member of the family. Of family 2. SubhanAllah. Will we finish all of family 2 and then... We're going to go hard on the next family, inshallah, in the coming week. Okay? You have to be ready for that. Okay? If you remember from our syllabus, we are actually in week 3. So next week, we're going to be going all out to finish some of our word patterns. Not everything, but really, really, you know, you have to be on top of it. Right, inshallah? Acted upon. Can you tell me something about the acted upon that stands out? Just as I'm showing you the split between the actor and the acted upon. Can you spot something? Between the two. Take like a few seconds to look. MashaAllah. A lot of you saw it. Musallim. Al-Musallim. Al-Musallim. Literally the only thing that has changed. Right? Literally, the only thing that has changed is the R2's kasra has turned into the R2's fatha here. Right? So let's add this to our pattern. Let's write this out. Tell me what is... How would I describe this pattern? I have Al followed by Mim in the Dhamma. Then what? And then I have R1 with a فتحة. Then I have what? Sorry, I can't get this right. I don't know what is happening. R1 fatha. Alright, there we go. Next up, what do I have? I have R2 shadda fatha, right? And R3 could be. R3 could be the tashkil, he'll be fatha, dhamma, kasra, tanween, depending on his place in the sentence. Okay, awesome. Let's practice this to finish out our class today, inshallah. Okay, folks, here we are. This should be quite easy, inshallah. Okay, I have ba dal lam. Let's do it first, one or two, all of them in sequence. What do I get here? Al mu al mubaddal al mubaddal al mubaddal. What would that translation be? The one changed, mashaAllah, mashaAllah. The changed one. Yes, that is also good. Al-Mubaddal, awesome, well done. All right, let's try the next one. Al, I'm gonna try it the easy way now. Al-Muqaddal. I have to change that to a the kasra to a fatha and boom, al-muqaddam. Al-muqaddam is the one who was sent forward, right? The one sent forward. Very good. Excellent. Let's look at this. Munazzil. Al Munazzil would become Al Al Munazzal. Al Munazzal, mashallah. Awesome. Meaning, the one sent down. Right? The one sent down. Al-Mu'adhib will become, let's write this out. Al-Mu. Adhab. Al mu adhab. The one tormented. And al-mu'allim will become al-mu'allam. Al-mu'allam. The one taught. Okay? Excellent. That is for us the examples. Okay, let's look at a couple of examples from Quran, inshallah. Let's look at a couple of examples from the Quran. If we were to go instead of ba da lam, let's go to maybe a noon za and lam. Okay, noon za and lam. Alright? Now, this is a lot of times. 290 times in the Quran, my goodness. Okay? Look at this. The active participle is munazzil. Huh? And the passive participle is munazzal. You see that, folks? Okay. قَالَ إِنِّي مُنَزِّلُهَا عَلَيْكُمْ. Check this out. قَالَ اللَّهُ إِنِّي مُنَزِّلُهَا عَلَيْكُمْ. Allah said, indeed, I will send it down to you. He's talking about the... Anybody know what he's talking about here? Surah Al-Ma'idah. Say the name. Ma'idah. Food, right? We are, but I'm just showing you firstly the actor, okay? Inni munazziluha alaykum, the actor, okay? Look at the acted upon. The acted upon. Afaghayrallahi abtaghi hakaman. Should I seek other than Allah as a judge? وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكِتَابَ مُفَصَّلًا. While it is He who has revealed to you the book explained in detail. وَالَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ. And those whom we previously gave the scripture to. يَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ مُنَزَّلٌ مِّن رَبِّكَ بِالْحَقِّ. They know it is sent down from your Lord in truth. You see that? مُنَزَّلٌ. What is the one sent down here? The Quran, right? That's what Allah is describing. The Quran, the scripture, it is the one that He has sent down. مُنَزَّلٌ مِّن رَبِّكَ بِالْحَقِّ فَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُمْتَرِينَ. So don't be of those who are in a situation of doubt. Okay. Last, I just want to do one quick activity with us, inshallah, before we leave. Let's take all of these, the whole family, and let's put it together. Okay. So let's start with Sin Lam Mim. Okay. We have Sal. Salama, past tense, present tense, yusallimu, command, sallim, masdar, at-taslim, actor, al-musallim, acted upon, al-musallim. Lam. Can we do it? Badal lam and ayn lam mim, and we'll call it a night. Okay. Past tense. Badal lam. Badala. Present tense.
Baba, where's my fishing net?
You badilu. Command. Baddil, mashallah, excellent. Al Masdar. At Tabdil. Okay, Jazakallah khair. Mahdiya, Mr. Mahdiya, Jazakallah khair. May I accept from you? Paragraphic. Ism, the actor. Al Mu. Al what? Al Mubad Dil. And lastly, acted upon, Al Mubad Dal. Finally, Aila Mim, past tense, to teach. Allama, he taught. He is teaching, or he teaches. Yu'allimu, teach. You teach. تعلم. teaching, the teaching. Mashallah, very nice. teaching, تعليم. The teacher. المعلم. The one taught or the thing taught. المعلم. MashaAllah. Isn't it awesome how we take a few of these root letters and make so many words out of them? Alhamdulillah. And just within a few short weeks now, we're able to start making up these patterns, looking these patterns up, see them in the Quran, hear them in the Quran when it is read. I think that's a really, alhamdulillah, great achievement for all of us, alhamdulillah, to reach this point. We ask Allah to give us firmness and to continue this learning, inshallah ta'ala. And I'll see you all on Saturday night at the tutorial. The tutorial will do lots of exercises, so it'll be worth it. Please watch the recording. Jazakumullah khairan. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. I'll see you all on Saturday, and then if not Saturday, on the Monday night, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa iyyakum inshallah to everybody. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. معلم مجنون إنا كاشف العذاب قليل